Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E Tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. The stage is set for the daytime TV spectacle called impeachment hearings. Controversial Trump advisor Stephen Miller had a few private emails leaked. They seem to reveal quite a bit. And cows really are getting some sour milk. Their need is drying up. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff set the stage for the first public hearings, all part of the impeachment inquiry, by vowing to keep questions at Wednesday's leadoff session focused on the Ukraine controversy. In an implicit shot at Republican members who have signaled an interest in turning the tables on Democrats as they defend President Trump, notably, he cited rules for the investigation that would keep it focused on alleged attempts by the president to seek politically advantageous investigations from a foreign government and whether he sought to cover it up. The first hearings in the public phase of the impeachment inquiry will feature testimony from State Department official George Kent and top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, Bill Taylor, on Wednesday. Later this week, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, will also appear. Some leaked emails from White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller from 2015 to 2016 reveal an obsession with white nationalism, the Confederacy, and the denigration of Black and Hispanic communities. More than 900 private emails between Miller and Breitbart News were examined by the Southern Poverty Law Center's Hate Watch section. It revealed about 80% of these messages pertain to race or immigration. The emails sent between March 2015 and June of 2016 straddle Miller's time as an aide to then-Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions and his later role as an advisor for then-presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign. Miller's emails tout eugenics and white nationalist conspiracy theories. They offer some news tips to Breitbart on how to cover immigration and amplify stories about Black and Hispanic crime. Coming up, our saint of the day. He was put in charge of the many sick friars who were in the infirmary of a convent. He's said to have miraculously healed some of his patients. Quote of the day, love the poor tenderly, regarding them as your masters and yourselves as their servants. Saint John of God. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Crusade Channel is proud to announce an innovation in radio, 5-Minute Mysteries, a weekly radio serial that will present an original mystery drama written and voiced by acclaimed British novelist Fiorella De Maria and narrated by yours truly. But what makes the 5-Minute Mysteries unique? The audience gets to solve the mystery.
Mystery. The word, as defined by Webster's, means any religious doctrine or body of doctrines. It seems above human comprehension.
Each 5-Minute Mystery presents a chilling tale that's entirely left up to listeners to solve. That means you.
The Eye of the Tiger was one of the most valuable diamonds to have been discovered in the 18th century. It was known all over the world, and like any priceless object that has been fought for, killed for, and allowed to ruin innocent lives.
The 5-Minute Mystery Fun begins every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern during the Mike Church Show. Episodes will be available for online listening and download to premium Founders Pass members every Friday evening. The 5-Minute Mystery Series, heard exclusively on the Crusade Channel and CrusadeChannel.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Didactus. He was a native of a little town of San Nicolas of Del Porto in the Diocese of Seville. His parents were poor. Near that town, a holy priest led an eremitical life. Didactus obtained his consent to live with him, and though very young, he imitated the devotions of his master. After having lived as a recluse for some years, he was obliged to return to his home, but he soon after went to a convent of the observant friar minors, and there he took the habit among the lay brothers. After his profession, he was sent to the mission of his order in the Canary Islands, where he did great work in instructing and converting people. In the year 1450, he went to Rome, and St. Bernardine of Siena was being canonized there. Didactus went there with Father Alonso de Castro, and at Rome he had to attend to his companion during a dangerous illness. His devotion in this duty attracted the notice of his superiors, and he was put in charge of the many sick friars who were accommodated in the infirmary of the convent. St. Didactus was thus engaged for 3 months and is said to have miraculously healed some of the patients. He lived for another 13 years after his return to Spain. In 1463, he got sick at Alcala and in his last moments asked for a cord, like the friars wear. He put it around his neck and, holding a cross in his hands, he begged the pardon of all his brethren assembled about his bed. Then, fixing his eyes on the crucifix, he repeated with great tenderness the words of the hymn on the cross, and he peacefully died on November 12th. Several miracles were attributed to him in his lifetime and many more through his intercession after his death. His feast day is November 13th. Former President Jimmy Carter is recovering at a hospital in Atlanta after undergoing an operation Tuesday morning to relieve pressure on his brain, according to the Carter Center. There are no complications from the surgery, the center said in a statement. Carter will remain in the hospital as long as needed for observation. A new poll in Iowa, the state that kicks off the presidential caucus and primary nominating calendar, shows Pete Buttigieg claiming a narrow lead over his top rivals for the Democratic nomination. The 37-year-old mayor of South Bend, Indiana, stands at 22% among likely Democratic caucus-goers in Iowa, according to the Monmouth University survey, with former Vice President Joe Biden at 19%, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts at 18%, and Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont at 13%. Buttigieg's 3% point advantage over Biden is within the poll's margin of error, but it does represent a remarkable surge in recent months. Dean Foods, America's largest milk producer, is filing for bankruptcy. The 94-year-old company has struggled in recent years because Americans are drinking less cow's milk. The company's stock has lost 80% this year. The company, which produces some of the country's most recognizable milk and dairy products, including Dairy Pure, Organic Valley, and Land O'Lakes milks, has blamed its struggles on the accelerated decline in the conventional white milk category. Dean Foods said in a statement that it's working with the Dairy Farmers of America cooperative on a potential deal in which the cooperative would buy almost all of the company. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.